Bundling home and car insurance with GEICO is so easy, your neighbors are probably already doing it. But who? They may drop little hints like,
"Beautiful day out. Even more beautiful since we saved by bundling our home and car insurance with GEICO."
Or,
"Yard work is hard. Much harder than bundling with GEICO, which was easy."
Or it may be even subtler like,
"Speaking of burgers, we bundled our home and car insurance with GEICO and saved a bunch of money."
Bundling is easy with GEICO. Just ask your neighbors.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to this special Christmas edition of The Robinson Show. On the program, I have James Hagler, Jr. James is the grandson of the late, great, legendary middleweight boxer Marvelous Marvin Hagler, and he's a professional boxer that's currently competing in the super middleweight division. On the program, we discuss James' introduction to boxing, his favorite fighters growing up, what were the benefits of competing on the amateur Golden Glove circuit, a typical week of training, his grandfather's legacy, and so much more. James is coming up after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
And now it's GEICO's Motorcycle Rules of the Road. Before you ride, make sure your mirrors are clean and adjusted properly. And if you're going on a group ride, make sure the lead biker knows where they're going.
Ed, quick question. Where are you taking us?
Oh, I have no idea. Well, am I the leader? Because I was following that dude with the red helmet. Where is he?
And the rule to saving on motorcycle insurance is, in 15 minutes, GEICO could save you 15% or more.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with GEICO, we hired a scary movie victim.
Oh no, a tree fell on my car, and there's only one thing to do. Trip over my own feet and pull myself across the lawn while yelling help at a barely audible volume.
Sorry to interrupt, but you filed a claim with GEICO, so you've got a designated claims team to help you.
This GEICO sounds suspiciously reassuring. Are you sure I don't end up getting surprised with an unexpected twist?
Just that your GEICO team will always be there to keep you updated.
No!
What is it?
Oh, nothing. I just didn't see that coming.
GEICO. Great service without all the drama.
Bundling home and car insurance with GEICO is so easy, your neighbors are probably already doing it. But who? They may drop little hints like,
"Beautiful day out. Even more beautiful since we saved by bundling our home and car insurance with GEICO."
Or,
"Yard work is hard. Much harder than bundling with GEICO, which was easy."
Or it may be even subtler like,
"Speaking of burgers, we bundled our home and car insurance with GEICO and saved a bunch of money."
Bundling is easy with GEICO. Just ask your neighbors.
Wow, I've got a whole 5 minutes before my next call. What should I do? Grab a snack? Nah. Text with Mom? That's more than a 5-minute proposition. I have been looking at getting a new bank account. Is that even possible?
Can't believe you have extra time? You won't believe what you can do with it. Open a Regions checking account online in as little as 5 minutes. Then enjoy award-winning service and banking tools and tech that help you live in the moment. Learn more at Regions.com/live in the moment. Regions Bank, member FDIC.
Bundling car and renter's insurance with GEICO is so easy, your neighbors are probably already doing it. But who? Look for the signs. Chances are they live in a home and have a car. They use money and enjoy having more of it. They probably drink lots of lemonade. Lemonade. And they've probably said something suspicious like, "I'm bundling with GEICO," or "Stop spying on me with those binoculars." If so, you may want to ask them how easy it was to bundle with GEICO. Bundling is easy with GEICO. Just ask your neighbors.
If job security, service to country, and federal civil service employment interest you, consider a seagoing career with the U.S. Navy's Military Sealift Command. While earning a competitive salary, you will be able to apply your skills to a position in the communications, navigation, engineering, culinary, or supply departments onboard our vessels. Learn more about these careers at www.sealiftcommand.com or call 1-877-JOBS-MSC to take command of your career.
And now it's GEICO's Motorcycle Rules of the Road. Before you ride, make sure your mirrors are clean and adjusted properly. And if you're going on a group ride, make sure the lead biker knows where they're going.
Ed, quick question. Where are you taking us?
Oh, I have no idea. Well, am I the leader? Because I was following that dude with the red helmet. Where is he?
And the rule to saving on motorcycle insurance is, in 15 minutes, GEICO could save you 15% or more.
Need a last-second gift? Rethink it. The best gifts don't come with a price tag, and you can't buy them online. Patagonia and the Dirtbag Diaries present a four-part podcast series about unique gifts that change lives and bring people together outside. Give used, give back, give knowledge, and get inspired. Listen to the best gift on the Dirtbag Diaries podcast on Spotify. Need a last-second gift? Rethink it. The best gifts don't come with a price tag, and you can't buy them online. Patagonia and the Dirtbag Diaries present a four-part podcast series about unique gifts that change lives and bring people together outside. Give used, give back, give knowledge, and get inspired. Listen to the best gift on the Dirtbag Diaries podcast on Spotify. Need a last-second gift? Rethink it. The best gifts don't come with a price tag, and you can't buy them online. Patagonia and the Dirtbag Diaries present a four-part podcast series about unique gifts that change lives and bring people together outside. Give used, give back, give knowledge, and get inspired. Listen to the best gift on the Dirtbag Diaries podcast on Spotify.
Bundling home and car insurance with GEICO is so easy, your neighbors are probably already doing it. But who? They may drop little hints like,
beautiful day out. Even more beautiful since we saved by bundling our home and car insurance with GEICO.
Or,
yard work is hard. Much harder than bundling with GEICO, which was easy.
Or it may be even subtler, like,
speaking of burgers, we bundled our home and car insurance with GEICO and saved a bunch of money.
Bundling is easy with GEICO. Just ask your neighbors.
Wow, I've got a whole 5 minutes before my next call. What should I do? Grab a snack? Nah. Text with mom? That's more than a 5-minute proposition. I have been looking at getting a new bank account. Is that even possible?
Can't believe you have extra time? You won't believe what you can do with it. Open a Regions checking account online in as little as 5 minutes. Then enjoy award-winning service and banking tools and tech that help you live in the moment. Learn more at Regions.com/live in the moment. Regions Bank, member FDIC.
Celebrate this holiday season with Stella Rosa Wines and make sure you celebrate bigger than ever before. That means not only picking up your usual Stella Rosas, but also grabbing a few bottles of the full sparkling wines like Stella Rosa Black Lux and Moscato Rosé. Just like all Stella Rosa wines, they pair beautifully with any food, any crowd, and any jolly occasion. Pick up your Stella Rosa sparkling wines today.
Celebrate Stella Rosa.
Please celebrate. Respond.
You coming to bed, hon?
Yep. Honey, I'll be right there. Just got to turn out the light. Ow. 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 Ah. Ah.
Some things never change. Ow. Like your kids always leaving tiny toys on the floor for you to step on.
Ow.
And GEICO saving folks lots of money on their car insurance.
Sweetie, I think I left the downstairs light on.
Please don't make me go.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Life of an American slum. Its eerie tranquility of today is a sharp contrast to the riots of 16 years ago. For 5 long days, Newark was a tragic battleground. The streets were a playground for looters and snipers, and families survived by becoming prisoners in their own homes. Among the survivors of that siege was a 13-year-old boy. His name was Marvin Hagler.
It was scary, like the end of the world. And you used to hear the neighbors downstairs, neighbors upstairs, all come over and they all talk about what had happened last night. And somebody got killed over there, or they robbed some furniture store across the street.
A few people got...
Again, Stewart telling Hearns to box. As you say, though, Hagler turning it into a street fight.
Well, he turns righty. He wants it to be a street fight. Listen, Marvin Hagler has been rough inside. He's thrown some low blows. He has thrown some elbows.
Don't push.
But you know what? Now the right is getting there, but it's not hurting Hagler. We've got our answer, I think, to some extent. Tommy has been hard-pressed to hurt him with that right. Stunned him early, but not in the last round or two.
Very early. Had him stunned, has him cut. But it was Hagler doing the damage in round two.
And now, just as we thought might happen, Tommy Hearns was hurt early, so he is boxing. Now, he has good boxing skills. He did this against Sugar Ray. Can Hagler get to him in this posture?
Some people thought, as he becomes off balance, some thought that if Hearns stayed outside and stayed on his bicycle, it would become a dull fight with Marvin chasing him.
But Marvin has been able to corner him, and when Marvin gets him in the corner, he is roughhousing him well.
Again, Hagler is all bloodied. Time is called by Richard Steele. field to send Hagler over to the ring doctor. He's calling the ring doctor in. The last thing in the world Hagler wants is the fight to be stopped. The doctor looks at it. Back comes Hagler with a wild left hand. It has to be impeding his vision with the right eye. You never know it, though. Tremendous right. Hearns appears rubbery. He appeared that way in the second round.
You know, Richard Steele is breaking these fighters very quickly. That's uncharacteristic of him. It's hurting Hagler because he wants to work inside. Hearns is smiling, but he's taking shots.
Another right hand. Hearns turns his back, takes another right. Hearns in deep trouble again. Hearns is down. Hearns is down in the third round and on his back. And he's not going to beat the count. I don't believe.
Welcome back to the program. That first audio clip that you heard was courtesy of Home Box Office and HBO Sports. And then the second clip that you heard was of Top Rank Boxing. And then the third clip that you heard was courtesy of the James Hagler YouTube channel. And, of course, the gentleman that you heard the first two clips was in honor of the late, great, marvelous Marvin Hagler. But now there's a new gentleman that's continuing to follow the Hagler legacy, as we want to welcome to the program a gentleman that is starting up his own legacy of his own as an amateur boxer. Let's welcome him to the program, James Savage Hagler Jr. James, welcome to the program.
Hey, how you doing, man? What's going on, everybody?
I'm doing well, man. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. So before, let's get right to it, my man. How did you – what was your introduction to the sport of boxing?
I was introduced to the sport of boxing when I was about like 3 or 4 years old. My first time was touching my granddad's fighting glove. He fought Sugar Ray Leonard.
Okay, awesome, awesome. And then, you know, you mentioned about your grandfather. We're going to talk more about him in just a little bit. So you mentioned about your grandfather letting you try on the gloves that he fought Sugar Ray Leonard with. That was a classic fight in its own right. But I want to get now to who were some of your favorite fighters growing up besides from your grandfather?
I'm an old school dude. Even though I was born in the 90s, Sugar Ray Robinson, Archie Moore, and I was a big Mike Tyson fan and Floyd Mayweather fan. And I love Muhammad Ali, too.
Okay, well, I want to stay with your favorite fighters growing up. What were some of the skills that you liked about those fighters?
I like Sugar Ray Robinson by all time. That's my favorite fighter of all. I just love the way he was just a beautiful boxer. Like, he had everything. He was not lacking nothing. Kind of how my granddad was. Sugar Ray Robinson was a monster. He was smart. He was beautiful at the art. He studied his work. And the man was just awesome.
All right, fair enough. And yeah, there's a lot of great footage out there letting the listeners know, man, if you want to check out Sugar Ray Robinson's great fights, just go ahead and go on YouTube, man. There's a lot of footage of him out there. And I was looking at your bio here, James, and it said that you played college football at Alabama State University. So I just want to ask you, how did college football prepare you for the sport of boxing?
I played at Dean College up there in Franklin, Massachusetts. That's where I played. That's where I played at first.
Okay.
But it just really helped me with just being like, football is a physical sport, and you know, you have to be disciplined and strong and just the work ethic. So that's what it prepared me for boxing for real, though.
What position did you play?
I played safety and I played outside linebacker.
Oh, wow. You were a two-way player. Did you play free safety or strong safety?
I was a strong safety.
Oh, wow. Yeah, okay. That's what, yeah, there's a lot of good strong safeties out there, you know. Oh, you like hitting people. Yeah. I mean, strong safety is no joke, man. You know, John Lynch, Troy Polamalu, you know, those guys are definitely just some of the great strong safeties out there. So definitely that position, that along with you playing linebacker, that definitely prepared you for the sport of boxing. I want to get now to your Golden Gloves journey. I was looking at your bio, and it said that you had entered the 2016 Alabama Golden Gloves, but you were you didn't win that particular contest. But I want to ask you, what are the benefits of competing on the amateur or the Golden Glove circuit?
I had benefit, but when I competed in that, that's when I really just took boxing serious. I only was training for like 6 months, and I fought somebody way more experienced than me. I held my own in there, but that was just, it really showed me that I can really box. After the experience that I had with boxing, it showed me that I can really do it. That's the experience I got of the amateur boxing. It kind of helped me for the pros too, though, even though I didn't have any amateur career.
I got you. I just want to stay with the amateur circuit for a moment. It seems as though, like, being a fan of boxing for such a long time, and I noticed that in Golden Gloves, normally they start preparing you for a defensive strategy. They teach you defense first, and then they teach you how to throw punches. Are there any differences, in your opinion, between the training for Golden Gloves as opposed to training just outright to be a pro boxer?
No, to me, it's all the same, because you're supposed to learn defense first. Like my grandfather told me, you have to learn how to take them before you give them. So it's really
good advice.
Just boxing in general, you should learn how to do the defense. Should be the first thing you learn how to do, though.
Awesome. That was good advice your grandfather had given you right there. And I want to talk now about training, because I know boxers, they have intense training, man. It's definitely out of this world. If you ever had an opportunity to make sure the listeners out there, you YouTube any boxers' training videos, they're out of this world. So I want to ask about what's a typical training, typical week of training like for you?
A typical week of training for me is a lot of road work. I even do pool work. It's sparring. And then, like, you think about it, most people go to the gym and they work out for probably like 30 minutes to an hour. Well, in boxing, that's a 2-hour workout. And it's got to be high intense, because you have to be prepared to fight at a high level for like 3 minutes, multiple rounds. So it's a lot of push-ups, it's a lot of sit-ups, it's a lot of back work, punching the back. Sometimes you punch the back for like an hour straight.
Okay, well, I want to know how many days a week do you train?
During training, so sometimes it'd be 7, 6. It's like, it really, it's trying to get in every day, but you got to at least take one day off. So I say the most styles out of my training camp, out of 8-week training camp, I'm training at least 6 days a week. I might do 5, probably like once or twice a week. 7 one week. If I'm cutting weight, that's when training camp, I'm really cutting down.
Okay. You mentioned you do a lot of road work, because I know that's really the foundation of boxers, getting that distance running in and building up that stamina. But I want to know, how many days a week do you devote to upper body and lower body workouts?
I mean, boxing is an overall body workout like every day. So it's not like, unless I do strength and conditioning. But like I said, you do a lot of calisthenics, and like, I'm trying to think about it. What's that? That's a cross trainer. Is that what I'm thinking about? That's the type of workouts we do. So we do like upper body and lower body like every day. We don't just specifically do upper body one day, lower body the next day.
Okay, I got you.
We don't really lift. We don't lift a lot of weight.
Okay. Well, what about, you mentioned about you, when I asked you about the typical week of training, you mentioned that you could spend up to an hour just hitting the bag, and I want to talk about the speed bag and the heavy bag. How many hours do you spend on hitting on the speed and the heavy bag?
You talking about during the day or like collectively, like during the week?
Just during the week. Like if you're you're getting ready for a training, like training, getting ready for a fight.
I'm gonna start by all together, probably like, I probably have to say probably like 6 hours for real. Because sometimes we do, sometimes I'll do a tour, I'll do a tour days.
Okay, okay. And I'm, you know,
so each, then like each worker probably be like, it probably be like 30 minutes here, 30. So I'm going to say probably like 6 hours a week.
Okay, cool. And I know a lot of the listeners are probably trying to figure out what's the difference between a speed, the speed bag and a heavy bag. Can you explain to the listeners what the difference is between the speed bag and the heavy bag, and just kind of like what you know what it's all about?
The speed bag is kind of shaped as like a teardrop almost, and that's focused on your hand coordination and your speed, your hand speed. The heavy bag, it's like a big sandbag. The heavy bag is more working on your punching power and your endurance on the bag. So you're probably throwing hot shots on that. You're practicing all your punches and combinations on the heavy bag. Speed bag is just really just a drill for speed and hand coordination, hand eye coordination.
Okay,
you have a
cool.
Double
thank
end
you.
Bag too. That's a do the same thing.
Okay. Okay. How much time do you spend on the double lift bag?
I probably do, we'll break it down in rounds. Probably do like 3 rounds, 3 minutes, go to the speed bag, 3 rounds, 3 minutes, heavy bag, 3 rounds, 3 minutes. That might be a little workout, or you might just spend like an hour on it. Straight.
Okay, cool.
You can do that too.
Awesome, awesome. And I know, James, that another key element of training and boxing is sparring sessions. And I know sparring sessions can get intense from time to time. Tell me, how many rounds do you normally spar?
Well, it depends on how many rounds you're going to fight in your fight. So if I'm doing a four-round fight, we're pushing for 6-8 rounds of sparring. Mm-hmm. A 12-round fight, you're going to be in the sparring, so you're going to do 20 rounds.
Okay. Okay, cool. Are there any other workouts that you incorporate for your training, or is it just basically, like you said, with primarily the boxing part and the cross-training part?
Yes, I do pool work, too. I get in the pool. I get in the swimming pool, swim laps, do punching drills in there. Sprints in the pool. That's another key big element. It's just the same as road work.
Okay, okay, cool. I want to talk now just about diets. And I was looking at your bio, and it said that you adopted a vegan diet and you dropped 65 pounds, man. And congratulations on that. And I want to ask you this is a 2-part question. The first question is, what made you decide to go vegan? And has your training gotten better since you've gone over to a vegan diet?
Actually, man, I've been a research on how Africans ate back in the day, like when my ancestors ate. That's what got me to the vegan way before everybody was even about vegan. I looked up all that and they were vegan and they only ate meat like for like celebrations and like once in a while. And I did a research about it and it was like, your body will feel so much way better. You have way more energy. You're able to go to the bathroom better. Your skin will clear up. So when I did it, all the things really happened. Like my body felt better. I had energy. I felt amazing. And I was able to cut weight fast. That's how I lost some 60 pounds in that time without even starving myself.
Okay,
and now,
man.
It gives me a lot of energy.
Okay, yeah, definitely, and congratulations on that, because I know more and more people are going to the vegan diet and, just make it better, food choices, and then what you did, you adopted it because from a historical nature and what you studied, so again, congratulations on that. And, the second part of the question was, how has your training gotten better? You mentioned that you have more energy, but how has your training in other areas gotten better since you've gotten a vegan diet?
I'm getting better because, like I said, I got more energy. I'm not bloated. Like, I don't have to take, like, all these little pre-shakes and stuff like that. And then my vegan diet is I don't do the plant-based stuff. I eat, like, raw vegetables, and I cook them and stuff like that. But I feel stronger and everything. Even from my pro debut, I had got a first-round knockout, and I was just straight vegan. I feel, like I said, it makes me strong. It feels strong and I feel faster.
All right, awesome, man. That definitely makes a big difference. A lot of professional athletes and just a lot of amateur athletes, and not just athletes, just everyday people are adopting more of the vegan diet. And it's amazing, man, what you learn about the science of food and protein and carbohydrates and things of that nature. And you mentioned about you do more of a raw food type of diet. So, man, kudos to you on that. And while we're staying on boxing for a moment, I know that you currently compete as a super middleweight, but have you competed in other weight classes besides the super middleweight division?
Light heavyweight. When I was an amateur, then my pro debut, I was light heavyweight.
Okay. Okay. Awesome. And I want to ask you now, because I know your father is a boxing promoter, and I wanted to know, with your dad being the promoter, what lessons have you learned from him from a business perspective?
Basically how the game, how it works, like just with money and like promoters and stuff like that, and just how to ask for like how to negotiate my contract. Because he's helped some negotiating my contract. Like I'm still learning from him. And this thing we learned that he learned from his dad and my papa's trainer, Goody and Petra and Ollie, because he was real close to them. Because he grew up with them. They were like basically like his grandfathers.
Oh yeah, man! Much love to the Petronellis, Goody and Pat, man. Definitely, were a big influence in your grandfather's life. And I want to talk now again. I mentioned about influence, and you have working with the youth. And again, I was going reading through your bio, and it said that you work with children, you work with the youth, and your motto to the youth is put their hands up and the guns down. It's basically in a way to curb violence. So just tell me, how did that all come about?
Well, I lost a lot of friends to gun violence. I lost some family members to gun violence as well. And I'm just knowing, like, just studying, just here, looking around, just observing how kids these days are way faster to pick up a gun than handle the situation, like, with their hands, because they're scared of stuff like that. So I wanted to get back to the youth, because I feel like that's where we start at. And now youth right now is, like, really, it's kind of bad. And nobody's really trying to talk to them because they feel like they can't. So that's why I came in. Me and my coach started this like years ago. Rest in peace to my coach. Because we was taking in young kids and teaching them how to fight. But that's why it comes from. The insecurity of learning and knowing how to fight or being embarrassed. Like, even though you lose a fight, you can still not look bad. But the dude probably won't fight you again. You won't embarrass yourself. But that's where it comes from. Because these kids today, they're scared to lose a fight. So they're going to pick up a gun to kill each other. And that's giving the oppressor and the government a two-for-one special. Once you kill somebody, that dude dies, and the person who pulls the trigger goes to jail. That's why I call it the two-for-one special.
Yeah, man. I mean, I love the message that you have right there working with the youth, because, again, man, I know when I was coming up, and even you can remember as well, man, it's like, you know, we threw hands. We were able to defend ourselves, man. Nowadays, like you said, people just want to, you just want to go up and just pick up a gun, man. And then I realizing the consequences at the end. So again, I love the message that you have with telling the youth to put their hands up and the guns down, man. And definitely got to get back to the basics of learning fighting and learning self defense. And I know your grandfather. I want to talk about your grandfather's legacy briefly. Your grandfather as I played the clip earlier in the beginning, your grandfather learned self-defense. Self-defense got him through a tough time being a part, witnessing the Newark riots and then later moving to Brockton, Massachusetts and hooking up with the Petronellis and, you know, having this great boxing career. What were some of the – I know you learned so many lessons from your grandfather, but can you kind of share with the listeners out there some of the lessons that you learned from him?
Well, that's what I was going to get back. The reason why he started boxing was because he lost a street fight. So he went to the heat.
Okay.
Like that's why the hands up guns out so important to me, because that's why he got to boxing. He could have just said, I'm going to go kill this dude, go get a gun. But he lost a street scuffle, and he went to the gym to learn how to protect himself and learn how to fight, like you said, because he grew up in a rough neighborhood. But the lessons he taught, the things he taught me was basically just to always have a game plan, always keep yourself busy. Don't let nobody tell you what you cannot and cannot do. Stay disciplined. That's the one thing he really always preached to me my whole entire life since I was like a little kid. Every time he talked to me on the phone, it was always about discipline and sacrificing the things you want for the things that you're for your goals, because the things you want will always be there. Your goals you want, ain't gonna be there your whole life. So that's why he's always instilled that discipline and sacrifice into me.
Yeah, rightfully so. Great words of wisdom for your grandfather. And man, your grandfather was a tough customer, man. I mean, he was the king of the middleweights. And I want to tell the listeners out there, if you had not an opportunity to watch a marvelous Marvin Hagler fight, please do, man, because this, I mean, it is one of a kind. I mean, just the boxing skills were just impeccable. And your grandfather was a combination of a boxer and a brawler, and he always, from time to time, he would switch stances. He was a natural southpaw, but from periodically throughout the matches, he would fight right-handed. Do you do similar to that with your grandfather with switching the stances? And do you have a boxer brawler style, or you consider yourself primarily a boxer?
I fight softball just like him. That's how they taught me as a kid. Even though I'm right-handed, I grew up fighting softball. But I do the same thing. But me, we just have that natural dog in us. Like, I'm real aggressive. Like, I'm more of a brawler. But I got boxing skills too. That's what my coaches are teaching me now. Because I'm natural, I'm a fighter. I'm gonna stand there and fight with you. Right? My granddad told me, like you said, first you know how to take them, then you give them. So I can take a punch. And I don't mind sitting there and exchanging with somebody.
Awesome. I got to ask you a lighthearted question. Your grandfather, in his when you mentioned about doing road work, he would run in combat boots. Do you run in combat boots, sir?
No, I haven't did that.
Okay. I got you. I got you, man. Again, rest in peace to your grandfather, the great, marvelous Marvin Hagler, man. We'll definitely never forget him. Well, James, man, this was an honor. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. Just tell everybody just what you're doing right now. It could be anything related to training or your motivational speaking, whatever you do, man. The floor is yours.
All right, now I'm currently getting ready for another fight. Probably be set for either late February or March. And I'm also working on a motivational tour to go down to the schools that I grew up with, that I grew up in, and attended while I was in high school and middle school to promote my Hands Up and Guns Down movement. Well, I'll be going into the school, giving out T-shirts, and just speaking to the kids and telling them it's a better way than picking up a gun, like how guns been learned. You lose a school fight, go if people open a lot of boxing gyms. Atlanta is getting popular in boxing nowadays. So you don't have to sit there and go pick up a gun and ruin you and the other guy's life. And I can sit there and battle out or go to the boxing gym and settle y'all differences. But at the end of the day, you can live the fight another day if you lose a fight. But if you shoot somebody, both of y'all lives are gone. And that's really means a lot to me. Like I said, I lost a lot of family members and my friends to gun violence.
Yeah, man, James, that message is so true, my man, and we gotta put those guns down, man, and get back to the basics and get back to the way it was before, man, just settling it the old-fashioned way, man. That's great what you're doing with the youth and that great movement of the Hands Up, Guns Down movement. So, James, tell everybody where they can find you on social media, and if you have any websites, let them know that as well.
All my social media and all my websites are James Hagler Jr., that's either at Instagram.com or on Facebook. James Hagler Jr. You type in James Hagler Jr.
Awesome. And before we let you go, sir, do you have any words of encouragement or any words of wisdom for anybody out there that may be listening to this or, you know, anything that's on your heart, man? The floor is yours.
I just tell everybody, man, I know we're going through tough times with COVID and stuff. A lot of people are battling and stuff like that. I just say, people, we just stay strong and stay together and stay motivated and just fight through this stuff. Things will get better.
You heard it from him. He's James Hagler Jr., a boxer making some strides. He's his career getting going, and he currently competes as a super middleweight. And, James, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. If ever you want to come back on, just feel free to let us know.
I got you. Me and my team, we have your information. We'll give you guys a call. I had a good time talking to you guys.
Same here, my man. And we'll be back with more right after this.
Of an American slum. Its eerie tranquility of today is a sharp contrast to the riots of 16 years ago. For five long days, Newark was a tragic battleground. The streets were a playground for looters and snipers, and families survived by becoming prisoners in their own homes. Among the survivors of that siege was a 13-year-old boy. His name was Marvin Hagler.
It was scary, like the end of the world. And you used to hear the neighbors downstairs, neighbors upstairs, all come over and they all talk about what had happened last night. Somebody got killed over there, or they robbed some furniture store across the street.
A few people got...
Again, Stewart telling Hearns to box. As you say, though, Hagler turning it into a street fight.
Well, he turns righty. He wants it to be a street fight. Listen, Marvin Hagler has been rough inside. He's thrown some low blows. He has thrown some elbows.
Don't push.
But you know what? Now the right is getting there, but it's not hurting Hagler. We've got our answer, I think, to some extent. Tommy has been hard-pressed to hurt him with that right. Stunned him early, but not in the last round or two.
Very early. Had him stunned, has him cut. But it was Hagler doing the damage in round two.
And now, just as we thought might happen, Tommy Hearns was hurt early, so he is boxing. Now, he has good boxing skills. He did this against Sugar Ray. Can Hagler get to him in this posture?
Some people thought, as he becomes off balance, some thought that if Hearns stayed outside and stayed on his bicycle, it would become a dull fight with Marvin chasing him.
But Marvin has been able to corner him, and when Marvin gets him in the corner, he is roughhousing him well.
Again, Hagler is all bloodied. Time is called to send Hagler over to the ring doctor. He's calling the ring doctor in. The last thing in the world Hagler wants is the fight to be stopped. The doctor looks at it. Back comes Hagler with a wild left hand. It has to be impeding his vision with the right eye. You never know it, though. Tremendous right. Hearns appears rubbery. He appeared that way in the second round.
You know, Richard Steele is breaking these fighters very quickly. That's uncharacteristic of him. It's hurting Hagler because he wants to work inside. Hearns is smiling, but he's taking shots.
Another right hand. Hearns turns his back, takes another right. Hearns in deep trouble again. Hearns is down. Hearns is down in the third round and on his back. And he's not going to beat the count. I don't believe.
Another reason to celebrate this holiday season. You have the chance at winning $500 for yourself. And surprise a loved one of yours by giving them $500 of their own. Just text WISH to 60688 to enter. Must be 21 plus. Standard message and data rates apply. Please celebrate responsibly.
Celebrate. Stella Rosa.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with Geico, we hired a scary movie victim.
Oh no, a tree fell on my car, and there's only one thing to do. Trip over my own feet and pull myself across the lawn while yelling help at a barely audible volume.
Sorry to interrupt, but you filed a claim with Geico, so you've got a designated claims team to help you.
This Geico sounds suspiciously reassuring. Are you sure I don't end up getting surprised with an unexpected twist?
Just that your Geico team will always be there to keep you updated.
No!
What is it?
Oh, nothing. I just didn't see that coming.
Geico. Great service without all the drama.
Wow. I've got a whole 5 minutes before my next call. What should I do? Grab a snack? Nah. Text with Mom?
That's more than a five-minute proposition.
I have been looking at getting a new bank account. Is that even possible?
Can't believe you have extra time? You won't believe what you can do with it. Open a Regions checking account online in as little as 5 minutes. Then enjoy award-winning service and banking tools and tech that help you live in the moment. Learn more at Regions.com/live in the moment. Regions Bank, member FDIC.
And now it's GEICO's Motorcycle Rules of the Road. Before you ride, make sure your mirrors are clean and adjusted properly. And if you're going on a group ride, make sure the lead biker knows where they're going.
Ed, quick question. Where are you taking us?
Oh, I have no idea. Well, am I the leader? Because I was following that dude with the red helmet. Where is he?
And the rule to saving on motorcycle insurance is, in 15 minutes, GEICO could save you 15% or more.
Stella Rosa wines already a favorite to enjoy. They're fun, they're flavored, always good to give and enjoy. And this season, they're helping you celebrate with something special. $500 for you after a hectic, crazy year. You could use it, but $500 also to give to anyone you want to. Maybe someone needs the extra boost right now. Enter to win it. Visit StellaRosaWines.com/wish. Must be 21 or older to enter. No purchase necessary. And please, celebrate responsibly.
Bundling car and renter's insurance with GEICO is so easy, your neighbors are probably already doing it. But who? Look for the signs. Chances are they live in a home and have a car. They use money and enjoy having more of it. They probably drink lots of lemonade. Lemonade. And they probably said something suspicious like, "I'm bundling with GEICO," or "Stop spying on me with those binoculars." If so, you may want to ask them how easy it was to bundle with GEICO. Bundling is easy with GEICO. Just ask your neighbors.
You know when you order a new video game, or a golf club, or a blender, and then it arrives at your door, you get a little thrill. Imagine how much more thrilling it is when you order a new car. With Nissan at Home, you can shop for the perfect ride and order it without ever having to go anywhere. Sure beats a golf club or a blender. Buy a new car entirely online with Nissan at Home. Delivered direct from dealer to driveway. Thrill starts here. Services may vary at participating dealers, subject to applicable law. See dealer for details.
Wow, I've got a whole 5 minutes before my next call. What should I do? Grab a snack? Nah. Text with mom?
That's more than a five-minute proposition.
I have been looking at getting a new bank account. Is that even possible?
Can't believe you have extra time? You won't believe what you can do with it. Open a Regions checking account online in as little as 5 minutes. Then enjoy award-winning service and banking tools and tech that help you live in the moment. Learn more at Regions.com/live in the moment. Regions Bank, member FDIC.
Bundling car and renter's insurance with GEICO is so easy, your neighbors are probably already doing it. But who? Look for the signs. Chances are they live in a home and have a car. They use money and enjoy having more of it. They probably drink lots of lemonade. Lemonade. And they probably said something suspicious like, "I'm bundling with GEICO," or "Stop spying on me with those binoculars." If so, you may want to ask them how easy it was to bundle with GEICO. Bundling is easy with GEICO. Just ask your neighbors.
And now it's GEICO's Motorcycle Rules of the Road. Before you ride, make sure your mirrors are clean and adjusted properly. And if you're going on a group ride, make sure the lead biker knows where they're going.
Ed, quick question. Where are you taking us?
Oh, I have no idea. Well, am I the leader? Because I was following that dude with the red helmet. Where is he?
And the rule to saving on motorcycle insurance is, in 15 minutes, GEICO could save you 15% or more.
Hey, do you love a good story? Great. Then you got to check out the Hashtag Storytime podcast. Each episode brings you the craziest, creepiest, and cringiest stories from YouTube, TikTok, Reddit, and beyond.
My story is about the time that I was broken up with at the 9/11 memorial. Twice.
Look, the internet is a dumpster full of stories, and I, your host, Will McFadden, dive in headfirst, sift through the flaming trash, and bring you nothing but treasures. Listen to all 21 episodes of Hashtag Storytime now on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Hey, do you love a good story? Great. Then you got to check out the Hashtag Storytime podcast. Each episode brings you the craziest, creepiest, and cringiest stories from YouTube, TikTok, Reddit, and beyond.
My story is about the time that I was broken up with at the 9/11 memorial. Twice.
Look, the internet is a dumpster full of stories, and I, your host, Will McFadden, dive in headfirst, sift through the flaming trash, and bring you nothing but treasures.
Listen to all 21 episodes of Hashtag Storytime now on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Celebrate this holiday season with Stella Rosa Wines and make sure you celebrate bigger than ever before. That means not only picking up your usual Stella Rosas, but also grabbing a few bottles of the full sparkling wines like Stella Rosa Black Lux and Moscato Rosé. Just like all Stella Rosa wines, they pair beautifully with any food, any crowd, and any jolly occasion. Pick up your Stella Rosa sparkling wines today.
Celebrate! Stella Rosa!
Please celebrate responsibly.
All right, that's going to do it for another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. Once again, a big special thank you to James Hagler Jr. for appearing on the program, just talking about his journey in the sport of boxing, of course, his grandfather, and also some things that he's working on. Again, a big special thank you to James and, of course, the people over at Upscale PR. Until next time, I'm Ed Robinson. On behalf of everyone, we'd like to wish you and yours a very Merry Christmas. Until next time, so long, everyone.